You don't need to be ripped. You just need the right shirt. Epic Fits gives you a clean, confident silhouette. Snug on the arms, soft on the skin, generous where it counts. And with deals like $15 per tee, they won't break the bank. Visit epicfits.com today. Epic Fits. T-shirts that get it.
Your team is not as fun as the Toronto Blue Jays. I'm sorry to say it. Your team does not have tarps off Tyler Heinemann on your team. Yes, when Tyler did his post game with Hazel May, he went tarps off. And your team does not have that. The Toronto Blue Jays have solidified themselves as the team that is having the most fun in Major League Baseball. And I don't know if it's going to lead to a World Series. I don't even know if it's going to lead to the division, but none of that matters because the guys in the dugout are having the most fun in baseball, and tonight proved it with what I think is the most electric win of the season. Their win tonight, a walk-off 10th inning win against the Houston Astros, is the perfect microcosm of what the Blue Jays are this season. We need to start in the ninth inning when everything looks bad because the Blue Jays were getting completely shut down by the Houston Astros pitchers, but because they are the 2025 Toronto Blue Jays, that means they were not out of it. This is from Sportsnet Stats. The Blue Jays lead Major League Baseball with 23 comeback wins when trailing by multiple runs. They earned their 43rd comeback win of the season, tied for first in MLB with the Dodgers. These kids are the comeback kids. Let's go. Let's start in the ninth inning and explain how we got here to Tyler Heinemann not having a shirt on. Brian Abreu enters the game for the Astros. The Astros are up 3-1 in the bottom of the ninth inning. It's looking bleak for the Blue Jays, but Alejandro Kirk walks first batter Abreu faces. He walks him. Kirk's on first. They swap out Kirk for Tyler Heinemann because we all know Kirk's going to be slow around the base pass. They emptied the bench before that too. There's no one left, so Schneider just had to go to the catcher and throw him there out on first base. Barger strikes out, but then we get Ernie Clement coming to the plate. He singles on a line drive to center field. Heinemann to second. We got first and second. One out, Blue Jays down 3-1 in the ninth inning. David Schneider into the game. He switched in defensive replacement, I think, the inning before, and this is his first at-bat of the game. Walks. We have the bases loaded, and IKF, Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, formerly of the Pirates, formerly of the Blue Jays, now back on the Blue Jays, up to the plate. That is your number 9 hitter, and we will get back to that in a second. He singles, drives in 2 runs. All of a sudden, this 3-1 game where it looked like the Blue Jays were going to go down 0-1 to start this series against the Houston Astros. IKF saves the day after a couple batters before him also saved the day by getting on base. And he has a single, a 2-run single, drives in a couple runs. 3-3, Blue Jays are tied. And here we go. I think this is the moment they walk it off with George Springer. Like, everybody watching, we all thought George Springer in this moment was going to walk off the game. George Springer has been so unbelievable all season long. This was his moment, but he didn't deliver. He strikes out on a foul tip. But George Springer did his job early in the game, and he got the only run up until that point with a solo home run. So that's okay, Springer. You can't be the hero every single night. And that's why we have our 6, 7, 8, and 9 hitters. Those guys, that part of the lineup, the emptied bench part of the lineup of the Blue Jays, save the day for this team. And that is one of the most fun things about this team. That's where we pause from the game and talk about this team from a perspective on how they've been playing all season. And that is Schneider and Co. use the guys they have there and they use all of them. You have a situation here where it's a very important series, a very important game, the highest leverage moment of the game, and you have to rely on Heinemann on the base pass, Ernie Clement at the plate, Davis Schneider at the plate, and newly acquired IKF at bat with the game on the line. And they're able to do that because these extra bats, these extra players always seem to deliver. At least this season, they've always delivered. So we have that fun side of the Blue Jays, and they delivered tonight. So 3-3, Springer strikes out, and then we get Miles Straw flying out to center. All right, end of inning. Blue Jays extend the game. We get to go to extras. And then we have the superstars show up. We had the empty the bench squad show up offensively. How about a little show from Vladdy Guerrero defensively to put the Blue Jays in a position to win this game in the bottom of the 10th. So in the top of the 10th, Vladdy makes a 10 out of 10 play defensively. I'll play it for you if you're watching right now on the Jesse Blake Sports Report YouTube channel. You can see it in the 3D mode. Vladdy gets a ground ball, and he so smartly recognizes that Altuve on second base, the runner that's placed there during extra innings. I'm still not used to that. I grew up in an era where you don't have the runner just start on base when the extra innings start. It's still weird to me, but whatever. Altuve is the runner who starts on second, and Vladdy recognizes that on this ground ball that's hit by the Astros batter, and it goes right to him, that he didn't get the best jump on the hit, and Vladdy says, "I'm going to third." And he throws what is his hardest thrown ball from first to anywhere in the diamond all season long, all the way over to third. We get the runner there. I said we, yes, we, me and the Blue Jays, get the runner at third base. Altuve is out. He's out by a mile. And Vladdy makes a 10 out of 10 play to get the lead runner and push this thing. The Blue Jays end up cleaning up the inning, and he pushes this thing to the bottom of the 10th. And the Blue Jays allow no damage, and they are in a position now with their lead runner to capitalize on it and hopefully walk off the game. And we will hop to the bottom of the 10th, where they do just that. One small correction, though. I got a little excited. It is Vladimir Guerrero Jr.'s second hardest thrown ball of the season. This is from Dan Shulman on Twitter. I assume he might have said it in the broadcast. I'm not sure, but he definitely tweeted it out. Vladimir Guerrero Jr.'s throw to get Altuve at third was his second hardest throw of the season, not to mention gutsy and incredibly accurate. And his sprint speed down the line, oh, we'll get to that. Don't jump the gun. But his sprint speed down the line in the bottom of the 10th, 29.4, was his second best of the entire season. I can't show you this one because I don't have the rights to highlights in the MLB, but Maestro starts on second base to start the inning in the bottom of the 10th, and Vladdy beats out a single that's dribbling over to Altuve, who takes his time again. First time he was taking his time getting from second to third, and now he's taking his time getting the ball from the middle of the infield to first base, and Vladdy beats out a single, and Vladdy's reaction is so next level. And every time Vladdy's out there and does something good, you see him react where you know he cares. He wears it on his sleeve. He wears it on his face. He wears it by flexing out there on the diamond. And Vladdy brings it every single time. And he is the fun float that leads this fun parade that is the Toronto Blue Jays. When Vladdy does something great, it is great for the entire team because that energy translates to everybody on this roster. And from that single that he beats out, we have Tyler Heineman driving in Miles Straw. I can play this one for you on the Game Day 3D on MLB.com. If you're watching on the Jesse Blake Sports Report YouTube channel, you can watch it here with me. It is Tyler Heineman at the plate, Vladdy on first, Miles Straw over there on third. He advanced. We have Heineman making a huge play just to get the bat on the ball. He did try to suicide squeeze a couple times, but it didn't really work. And they pulled off the sign. He joked about that with Hazel May. And eventually he just decided, I'm going to get my bat on the ball. I'm going to do a little grounder to first base. It's going to be hard hit enough that Miles Straw will have enough time to get home. That is the winning run for the Toronto Blue Jays. And Vladdy's play is so important. If Vladdy doesn't beat out his single, Varsho, who strikes out, who's the next batter, that is two outs in the inning. And then Heineman goes up, and then he grounds out to first base. That's three outs in the inning. So because Vladdy's hustle play to first base, beating out that single, the Blue Jays have an opportunity to have just a fielder's choice, and that scores Miles Straw from third base. Beating out that single and that hustle play is what the Blue Jays do and what they've been doing all season long. They are great on the base pass. That's why I'm so shocked when they have little errors like they did over the weekend where you see them make mistakes on the base pass, because all season long they've been this. They've been the hustle team. They've been the fun team. And when you're the fun team, you get to go tarps off with Hazel May after a walk-off win in the 10th inning. These Blue Jays are electric. I can't wait to see how the rest of this series goes. What a team we got here. And this whole thing extended their lead in the American League East. The Blue Jays had a 2-game lead. They were losing and we're like, oh my God, it's gonna be one game. The Yankees are gonna win. The Yankees end up allowing like 8 runs in an inning. They get blown out to smithereens. And then the Blue Jays have a walk-off comeback victory. And now the Blue Jays are up 3 games in the American League East. We'll see how the rest of the series plays out. We'll see how the rest of the season plays out. But tonight, the Blue Jays just can celebrate this because this was a wild victory and a great time in Toronto. And that's what this team's been all season long. And I'm so happy that they had this one tonight and we got to come on here and chat about it. And that is it for me tonight. Thank you for being here. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you chose to be listening or watching right now. And I appreciate you for that. Please hit like and subscribe on the Jesse Blake Sports Report YouTube channel and drop a comment in there as well if you're excited for this team heading into the postseason. Good night from Toronto.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.